Someday history will record that Rad Radio dominated the airwaves for decades and then ask, who let this happen? And now back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. It's from Josh.
Hi, Josh.
This is not one of the reasons you may be able to actually verbally hear the smirk on my face. Because I do love, anytime I delve anywhere near anything serious on the show, I do love reading the hysterically ignorant, malinformed emails that start rolling in about how World War III is imminent and all of your asinine reasonings. They make me laugh out loud. So I do appreciate it. Please keep them coming. They just don't have a place on the show that we do any longer. We were doing entertainment news, and we were playing how the media completely overreacted on Saturday, how there was no damage and blah, blah, blah. If you didn't hear it, good for you. Josh wants to go to another subject. Hey, Rob, you said that you, your wife, Dawn, and Gary are going to see Billy Joel in November in Las Vegas. I was lucky enough to see him in 2022 as a bucket list concert. Flew down with my best friend for the night, and of the numerous concerts that I've been to, Billy Joel was the best.
Wow.
He had no opener. He did come out a half hour late. Fine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then played 3 hours straight.
Damn.
Wow. I mean, he's got the library for it.
Made up for it.
He played to the crowd and used self-deprecating humor. I absolutely loved the concert. Even in his late 70s, the guy puts on a hell of a show. You four
holy
in for
moly.
A real treat. I did. I mentioned yesterday that my wife, who's African-American, I told her about it. She's like, who the hell is Billy Joel? And I'm like, it means you're going to be spending an entire night with white people. She told me yesterday, she laughed out loud at my
great.
Reference to whatever I said yesterday, because I had said that earlier, because she said, I've looked this guy up. I still don't know who he is.
That's great.
Uptown Girl.
Well, here's my idea.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll watch his special together and see. I mean, look, she's going to go either way. She'd have a great time. She's going to do it for me kind of thing.
Exactly.
But Sunday night, CBS aired Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden. We've got a divot. I haven't watched it yet. There was a problem, though. If you lived on the East or Central time zones, they cut it off.
Oh, no.
To go to late local news across the country. It was a network decision, not like, and they cut it off in the middle of his closing song, which is of course Piano Man.
Right.
Somebody to make it right, CBS is going to re-air the entire concert this Friday. Of course, it's available anytime on Paramount Plus if you have that.
This was the most those local stations had their phones ringing.
Oh my God.
In years. We're like, ooh, what story did we just do that they're responding to? And, none. They're like, get out of here. We want Billy Joel.
These
back.
Poor local stations are like, we didn't make the decision.
Right? I just work here.
Call CBS. Quick clarification, because we were talking about the Saturday Night Live skit, Ryan Gosling this last weekend with the return of Kate McKinnon and the people abducted by the UFO. And Brando, you mentioned an Easter egg in there that I didn't pick up on, where he was talking about his outfit that he was wearing, and said,
yes.
"Was he the first in the first skit?" And a guy wrote in and said he wasn't the one that went viral, mm-hmm.
And it was the first skit back in December of 2015, and he was wearing the same outfit, and he alludes it to in the beginning of the cold open from this last Saturday. So that made me go. That was what initially made me go, wait a second.
So the first time they did the alien abduction skit was 2015, which is probably the first time he hosted, because he's hosted three times.
Yeah, I don't have that info on this particular page, but I also realize this particular sketch isn't all about alien abductions. It's like near-death experiences after a car accident, describing meeting Santa Claus, describing encounters with ghosts.
So funny.
Traveling through time. It's all the same concept, just different scenarios.
I've got a couple other Brando-related items before we move along. Coming up in mere moments, if you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com during our next commercial break, as we get ready to give away some more foreigner tickets, you will get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppy.
What's coming up this time, Brando?
We've got 9-month-old Teddy, a.k.a. The Rug, because she's a mini golden doodle, so she looks all shaggy like a rug would. Is playing catch and keep away. And then we have footage of Rob's Black Labs, Scout and Sarge, getting pretty crazy in their playtime in the foyer of Williams Banner.
Ah, yes. And if you have your own videos, just horizontally record them. Email us, rad@radradio.com. Give us as much info as you can, like that. You know, I told Brando, I said, this is in the foyer of Williams Manor.
The foyer.
What is a foyer? It's like a walkway, entranceway to the house,
Yeah, it's a wide opening for rich people.
Yeah, it's like really tall ceilings. Yeah.
Well, so gotcha. Okay, okay.
You weren't planning on having a wide opening to your Williams Mansion because now you're starting to gain a lot of weight because.
Oh, this is perfect. You yeah, so right you are, that door.
The wide opening's already built in.
You got that big door. Just
random shot. That I mean, just out of nowhere.
Not
shot.
Only random, but so sloppy and just a bad delivery.
And yet, I hear the pride in your voice for it having worked it in.
It felt good.
It's been like an hour since we made a Rob fat crack.
Because, like, if he feels a little snug in the living room, he can just move the couch to the foyer.
Boom.
Our other note. My other note for Brandon doesn't apply to Brandon. I know Brandon would never be this guy, but you've talked about in just a couple weeks as a post your birthday. Is it this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend.
Oh, Jesus. It's this week. Hollywood Bowl, first of all, a venue. If anybody that cares about seeing shows, you got to go at least once. I went for the first time a couple years ago with my wife to see Ricky Gervais. It's just such an amazing venue. But also to see your favorite guy, right?
Maynard Keenan from Tool, and he's in side projects, Pussifer and Perfect Circle, and then Primus is another one of my favorite bands of all time, and they're playing a show all together, and it's a totally different setup where it's not and no openers. They're just going to come out right at showtime, and each band is going to play three songs, and they're going to switch it up. Sometimes they're going to all play songs together, which is going to be insane. I've never seen Primus play with any of these other bands. So it's just going to be a really interesting concert.
As I said, this is not... that's the only part that's related to Brandon, because he wouldn't be this guy. And this might not even be news to Brandon, but anytime you hear somebody of notoriety make it very vocal that this is their policy, I love to report on it. He was being interviewed about this whole tour, and Tool singer Maynard Keenan made it clear that he has no problem kicking you out of his show if you use your phone. Yeah. He has a no-phone policy. He says he will not hesitate to kick out fans who disobey it and has done so, he thinks, maybe thousands of times. He says, quote, "You're missing the opportunity of actually absorbing in real time what's happening. Training your brain to live in the moment and see the thing, but more importantly, stop annoying the person behind you."
Thank you.
"It's annoying, it's distracting, and it's distracting for us too. So put it the F away, grow the F up. It's 2 hours. And at the end of the show, we let you film a song so you get your souvenir." And, quote, he goes on to say that his fans shouldn't have to watch the show through the phone of the arrogant a-hole standing in front of them. Plus, the phone recordings won't even look good. It's a waste of everything. Good for him.
I like everything he's saying, but I hate that he's deciding it. I don't know why this does something to me, but it does. Because,
his show.
Listen. I was just going to say that. On one hand, it's his show. But on the other hand, get over it and just do your show. People are paying to come and see you. And I honestly can't put words to it. It just bothers me. It's not what he's saying. He isn't wrong. It is annoying when people don't know how to use their phones and that they're disturbing other people around them and that they're being rude SOBs. 100% on board with that. There wasn't anything he said that is not accurate of how we are, and you are missing the moment and all of those things, but I want you to decide that yourself. I hate when we decide this for people.
But they won't, and they aren't. And here's why I relate to it, and I completely support it. What do I hate more than anything? Bad radio. The minute you start droning on, and I know people are not entertained, the minute my team talks over themselves, my head explodes. It's the same thing. You're ruining it for other people. And it's my show ultimately, and I make the rules. And good for goddamn him.
Yeah, and I totally agree with Don to a point. I'm having this split brain moment.
Yeah.
Because yes, we shouldn't be told to put our phones down, but Maynard has to be of the teacher of the daycare, because a lot of buffoon concert goers don't know how to properly respect the people around them. Mm-hmm. And if they're just going to have their arms up the whole time recording it or looking through their phone, you're completely missing the experience. And so that's why I just do a little quick, pull my phone up, just click, and then put it back down.
Yep.
I saw his 50th birthday tour 10 years ago, and I've been going to his concerts ever since. I have seen people get kicked out, and I have no problem with it because, you're ruining the experience for everybody else.
So is he implementing any policies where you have to put your phone in those little lock cases at all, where some comedians will have you do that?
That was my first thought, and because why not just do that? Kevin Hart does it, for example. But he does this cool thing. At the end of the show, he says, "All right, everybody, grab your phones. and film us doing this song.
Yep.
So he's literally meeting people somewhat in the middle, which you wouldn't be able to do if he was locking the phones up.
That's great.
I cannot stand when everyone responds rudely when they're doing all of this. I mean, don't get me wrong. I hate it. But there is just something about someone who has put on this show and you're telling them how to behave. You're telling them what experience they should be having at your show.
Absolutely.
You don't determine that.
Yeah, you do.
They, no, you don't.
Yeah,
you,
I do.
You,
I do.
Okay.
And no, so does he.
Let me finish exactly how I'm saying it. He, to him, your experience should be this. No. He all day long could put that in place, and the person doesn't have their phone with them, but they're still not having the same experience as he has put on them to have. That to me is the artist who is so mad that you didn't get out of their song exactly how it was supposed to be, that you interpreted it your own way, and somehow that's wrong. So I think that's why this is doing this to me. Mm. I feel a little like elitist stuff is happening where hey. I know you. It took everything for you to even come here because to me, it's another thing of how out of touch are you? You're so far removed from real life that these people have had to jump so many hoops, A, to even buy the ticket or even plan the night or get the time off or babysit, whatever it is. And they had to be like cattle, mooing their way into your show. And now you're going to tell them how... I want them to behave properly. I do. I'm very torn on this because I want them to behave properly. I understand he can dictate how he wants his own show to run. It still does something to me.
Sing it, sister. The more you talk, the more I love him. The more I support this in every way, shape, and form.
And I wish that this show that I'm going to this weekend was one of those that you put your phone in a bag because the more I think about it, yes, you go there. You live in the moment. You don't have to experience the concert through a 5-inch screen the whole time.
That's us. We want to enjoy that. Trust me, I was seeing footage of Coachella, and they were showing this footage of Taylor Swift and Travis at that show, and that to their credit, no phones. They're just hugging on each other and singing and watching the show. But this girl in front of Taylor has that phone up. Her head is turned away from the show, but she's just singing to the phone. And I'm like, what? Why are you there? To me, it does make me respond that way. I'm like, why are you there? Did you come for the show? Like, you're missing the whole show. You're missing the show you came to. It's right behind you. Can you turn around? I get it. It gives me a visceral reaction, but it also gives me a visceral reaction when the artist I am paying to come and see and go through the hoops I'm going through is going to act kind of elitist to me.
Here's
other
thing, because I don't see any elitism in it at all, because I also, I have this hero thing, and I love that Maynard is being the hero for the people behind the jerks that are doing it.
I've told the story.
Beyonce, I waited one song, and then I tapped the girl in front of me, and I said, uh-uh, you ain't doing this all night. We're not watching the show through your phone. And she stopped. Most people don't have that courage. Maynard is telling them not to. You have
wrong.
30 seconds, because we're way over time.
Us
experiencing it with we wouldn't do it with the phone. We'd stay in the moment.
We can circle back
Coachella.
Later because we got to play Treble Trouble right now. We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. Plus, if you win those tickets, you are qualified for an upgrade to have front row tickets. For Treble Trouble, you get a 3-second song clip. You tell us the title of the song and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the title song...
I remember my thought. It's coming soon.
Okay, great. In the next hour, Brandon's thought. Phone number 888-989-9811 for Treble Trouble.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.